gentlemen. Welcome to your Commissioners Court meeting for May the 4th, 2009. We'll begin the meeting by an invocation led by Commissioner Senegal and the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alfred. Will you stand?
Please bow your head. Heavenly Father, bless us this day. Bless this court, bless the judge, bless all the employees of Jefferson County. Bless all the soldiers that's on the harm's way to protect the democracy that we share today. We ask that you bless each and every one of us in the name of Jesus Christ, Son of our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And may God continue to bless America. Okay, several items under purchasing. Item A, receive and file bids on bridge replacement on South Pine Island Road at Green Pond Gully. Item B, receive and file bids for a term contract for fire sprinklers, fire pump, kitchen hood suppression and hailing, fire suppression system inspection. Item C, award IFB for a term contract for these items listed in B. Item D, execute, receive, file, acceptance of offer for a term contract on these sprinklers, fire pumps, etc. Item E, receive and file bids for IFB for bridge replacement on Galding Road at Bayou Den. Item F, award RFP for the design build for the Southeast Texas Regional Airport Hangar 7 to Bartlett Koch LP in the amount of $2,840,180. G, execute, receive, and file this contract with said company in the amount as stated in item F. Item H, execute, receive, and file concession agreement for IFB or for automobile rental concessions at the Southeast Texas Airport with Enterprise Leasing. The contract commences on the date of beneficial occupancy as determined by the airport manager and shall expire at the end of the month following 36 months after the commencement date. Item I, receive and file concession agreement for RFB for automobile rental concession with Vanguard Car Rental USA, Inc. This contract commences on a date of beneficial occupancy as determined by the airport manager and expires at the end of the month following 36 months from commencement. Item J is the same as H and I, only it has to do with Avis Budget Group and the beginning and ending of that term is the same as H and I. K, consider and possibly approve change order number 9.
That should be number 10.
I'm looking at the wrong one. Change that to change order number 10. A decrease of the contingency balance by $15,000 to contract with Southeast Texas Construction Corporation for IFB. It's renovations to the airport rebid to include additional additions to the original contract. The remaining contingency balance is $34,939.80. Item L is the receipt and filing. Should that be 10 too?
Yes, sir.
Both 10s of this change order number 10. Item M, receive and file change order number 1, which is an increase of $208 to the contract with Diamond K Equipment for IFB for bridge replacement contract project on McDermott Road, Thomas Road, Green Pond Road, and South China Road to delete CMP aluminum coat, bringing the total contract to $1,127,836.62. The days for completion remain the same. Item N, consider and possibly approve the renewal of a contract for IFB with janitorial services for a period from May 8, 2009 to May 7, 2010 with Advanced Communication System, Building Pro, MVP Janitorial Services, Professional Maid Services, Service All Services, Serve All Services, Southeast Texas Building Service, and Texas Industrial Contractors, Inc. Is there a motion on these items?
If I may, I'd like to move for approval of all items under purchasing, but with a caveat that item F and item G be approved only after the approval of item A under County Airport, because they're all tied together.
I know. I should have started with the airport.
That's okay.
And Judge, we have an addendum.
And an addendum. Here it is. Item O, approve specifications for IFB for Jefferson County Courthouse Masonry and Window Restoration Phase 2.
Judge, I amend my motion to include item O.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion?
Just, I have one question for Jose, and I apologize for not asking outside of court, but on item A, last week we heard from Drainage District 6 that they have an extensive project going on involving Green Pond Gully, that they're going to be widening those ditches. Were these bridge designs taking that into consideration?
Yes, sir. We've been coordinating with the Drainage Drainage District.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It's unanimous. County Commissioners, motion to table A.
So moved.
And I understand item B has been suggested tabled. Any objection to that?
No objection.
Item C, receive and file professional service agreement with Boone Chapman for development of indigent care provider referral network.
So moved.
Have a motion and a second. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. County Auditor. Item A, consider approving the out-of-state travel for Judge Wortham to attend a symposium from May 3rd through May 5th in Chicago, Illinois. The cost of the trip will be for unreimbursed travel. Item B, receive and file monthly financial and operating statement for the month ending January 31, 2009. Item C, consider and approve issuance of home buyout checks. Checks will be released to title company until federal funding is received. Check number 315535 through check number 315567 for a total of $2,741,440.70. Is there a motion on these items?
Regular county bills, Judge.
Where is it?
One more item.
Oh, the regular county bills. I'm sorry. That's item D. Check number 315511 through check number 315534 and check number 315568 through check number 315851. Now, is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Have a motion and second. Discussion. What is unreimbursed travel?
He will be reimbursed for some of that travel as part of that trip. I think they
the hotel and airfare. I think he was talking about the taxi and things of that nature.
Right.
Does he have the money in his account?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. County Airport, item A, consider and possibly approve an office hangar lease with Philpott Motor LTD for a term of 3 years and a 3-year renewal option.
So move.
Have a motion and a second. Discussion?
Yes, sir, Judge. This ties back to items F and G under purchasing, which is the construction of a new hangar at the airport. This is exactly the kind of project or enterprise that Southeast Texas Regional Airport has been working to promote, thanks in large part to our airport manager, Hal Ross, and Bobby Swan, the manager of Philpott Fleet Sales. The project is now coming to fruition. From the airport point of view, this project is one that allows us to replace a significant amount of square footage of open hangar space that was lost or will be lost after demolition as a result of Hurricane Rita and Hurricane Ike. The new hangar will be constructed as a multi-use facility that will initially be used as a landside or non-aviation facility. The design of this facility will also take into account the fact that the design of an open span hangar and the cost associated with that design makes cost recovery within a reasonable number of years very difficult. The new design will allow the facility to be efficiently divided into smaller hangars or non-aviation units if this need presents itself at some time in the future. We've given considerable thought to the nation's economy and the potential risk of any automotive-related enterprise. We've considered the economy along with the fact that Philpott Motors and Philpott Fleet have a very strong local presence. Philpott Fleet is one of the largest fleet operations of its type in the nation. The best case scenario would be that we would allow a strong company to expand and bring related economic impact to the airport and to Mid-County. In the worst case scenario, we will replace the square footage of hangar space lost to the hurricane with a hangar designed to function as a multi-use facility and have a much higher potential of paying for itself within a reasonable period. In addition, the airport will gain a paved parking lot of about 4.5 acres that will serve not only this facility, but potentially could be used as an emergency pad site and location for FEMA operations in case of future hurricanes or disasters. When all factors are considered, especially our efforts to bring non-aviation economic development to the airport and to continue to move towards making the airport self-sufficient, I recommend moving forward with the approval of this contract. And Mr. Ross does deserve a word of praise. He aggressively got out and identified the Philpott operation as a potential customer at the airport and had a number of meetings with Bobby Swan and subsequently moved the Philpott operation to the airport. It's been one of the great success stories at the airport. When you go down the highway and look at that ocean of white cars out in those parking lots, that's a result of the Philpott operation. And with the building of this new hangar, it will allow that operation to expand and become even a greater economic impact at the airport.
Yeah. I have one question. When do we anticipate the completion of that project?
Commissioner, the design build contract calls for 130 days with a $500 per day penalty after that. So 130 days.
About to open the airport, when is the opening of the airport totally?
May the 11th, a week from today, we will begin operations in the new terminal.
The commissioners may remember that one of our concerns was the 4.5 acre parking lot, so that in case of an emergency at the main terminal, and we'd hoped by the opening of the main terminal that we would have the parking lot completed. It's now about 75% complete. My crew will be going in as soon as we can get over there and do a seal coat of that entire parking lot, and then a contractor will come in and do a hot mix overlay of that entire parking lot.
And if I could add one other thing, the building that Philpott currently occupies is 16,900 square feet of hangar space. So even though we're building 27,000 now that's non-aviation, we will be freeing up 16,900 that is aviation.
Before Hurricane Rita, we had 97,406 square feet of hangar space, roughly. After Rita, we were down to 64,000. We acquired Hangar 7 from Umphrey to give us a little bit extra capacity. And then with the completion of this hangar, that'll bring us back up to 96,056. So it'll put us back almost where we started, but in a configuration where we will receive much greater revenue from this contract.
I want to applaud you, staff, point manager, because without having another carrier, we have to look at how we can attract revenue there, and that's a prime property over there. So, Commissioner, I want to make sure that y'all get your kudos. I knew it was taking a while getting back going, but after two or three storms, that's what you expect.
The May 11th date, is that going to be an official reopening for the public, or that's just a private startup date? And there will be a ceremony of some sort to officially acknowledge the reopening of the airport?
Our only ceremony will be, hopefully everybody will be in their place Monday. We have six rental car companies. We've gone from three. Now with this, we'll have actually six different brands. This week they'll be cabling and moving their computers, Continental and TSA. So this week we will be scrambling to finish up the touches and get all the technology in there so that they can operate. We'll close down at 10 o'clock Sunday night and open back up at 5 a.m. Monday morning in a different terminal. So we're not going to have a ceremonial opening Monday, but as soon as we get the bugs worked out and everybody can find their place over there in the terminal, we hope to have a nice ceremony.
Anything further? Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We need to vote. Did we vote on that?
Did we?
Did we vote?
Well, let's vote on it again.
I had a caveat to approve the items under purchasing, depending on us passing this, but I want to make sure we pass this.
Okay, is there a motion to approve that?
There was a motion made
in second. Okay, is there more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. And we are adjourned.
Thank you.
Oh, we have a 2:30 workshop in here dealing with swine flu, which is politically incorrect.
H1N1.
I don't care what it is, it's still swine flu.